Australian Music Month has kicked off here at the ABC, which is very exciting. You can find it on radio, on TV, online. It's a month-long celebration of incredible homegrown talent, culminating, of course, with the annual J Awards. I imagine this is a very exciting month for you, Kaz Tran.
Very much so, Hamish.
What are the highlights of this year's Aus Music Month?
Well, on radio, there's loads of offerings from Australian live music and Leica versions. On the telly, the Saturday morning music TV show Recovery, the team are getting back together to reflect on their history and highlights from across their years. And Spicks and Specks, their gang is getting back together. Live events like Tim Rogers, UMI songwriter, taking his radio show on the road. And we're all looking forward to the 2019 J Awards later on in the month.
Hey, remind us of the category. In the J Awards. It's the 15th year.
That's right. There's Australian Album of the Year, Australian Artist of the Year, an Unearthed Artist Award, and Music Video. And there's a brand new category this year, Hamish. It's called the You Done Good Award, which is basically recognition of the contributions of a person to the Australian music scene who may not be a musician themselves. So we're really excited about that. And nominees have just been announced. Now we'll be celebrating.
What are the sorts of people that are up for that one?
For the You Done Good nominees, yeah. Dylan Alcott is one for his relentless, tireless work making music accessible for everyone at Ability Fest. There is Heidi Leffner for her environmental activism. She's a member of Cloud Control but had calculated the carbon footprint of bands, or her band specifically, every time they travel overseas.
Right. I put my money on Dylan Alcott though.
Yeah, I think that's
he's done incredible stuff.
Oh, he's amazing.
So there's an Aus Music T-shirt day on the 15th of November. Is that, what do you have to do?
That's a nationwide event. We partner with Support Act, an organisation that assists musicians and music workers who might be experiencing hardship through ill health or injury. And we're asking people to take photos of themselves in their favourite Australian band T-shirt and post it on their social media using the hashtag Aus Music T-shirt day on Friday, November 15.
Okay, and what have you got for us this morning?
Well, we've got a song from the first of this week's classic albums for the month of Australian Music Month. And the albums have been chosen from, you know, bands who we think deserve a little bit more time in the spotlight. And this one is from an elegant and beautiful electropop album by Empire of the Sun called Walking on a Dream.
Myself, will I see again?
Walking on the Sun. Walking on a Dream, rather. Empire of the Sun. Don't need to conflate those two things, but it all sort of makes sense. That's from Double J Albums of the Week for Oz Music Month.